Oh, there, Bill. How are you getting on?
Very good, Trevor. Very good.
Had a good weekend?
Cracker. Went to Whangarei for the weekend. Something different up there.
I passed. What are you doing up there?
Oh, just looking around.
Talking about boats
and looking at boats and playing with boats.
Very good. Welcome, folks. You're listening to Country Meets Celtic with your hosts, Bill Wall and Trevor Summers. And you're with us, or we're with you, for the next hour, playing a cross-section of Celtic and country music. And we hope you enjoy it. We've even got a request from the UK today, so Bill doesn't even know much about that, but I'm going to tell him a little bit about it. Now, of course, we're coming on to Christmas, so I thought we'd start off with a
Snoopy's
good old...
Snoopy's Christmas, is it?
No, not Snoopy's Christmas.
Dublin to Dallas.
From Waiheke to Wyoming, this is Country Meets Celtic. No, this is the Irish Rovers.
The holly green, the ivy green, the prettiest picture you've ever seen is Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home. It's nice, you know, to kiss your beau and cuddling under the mistletoe. And Santa Claus, you know, of course, is one of the boys from home.
The door is always open, the neighbours pay a call, and Father John, before he's gone, will bless the house and all. Our hearts are laid, our spirits bright, we'll celebrate our joy tonight. It's Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home.
The holly green, the ivy green, the prettiest picture you've ever seen is Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home. It's nice, you know, to kiss your beau and cuddling under the mistletoe. And Santa Claus, you know, of course, is one of the boys from home.
We'll decorate the Christmas tree when all the family's here. Around the roaring fire, we will raise a cup of cheer. There's gifts to bring and songs to sing and laughs to make the rafters ring. It's Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home.
The holly green, the ivy green, the prettiest picture you've ever seen is Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home. It's nice, you know, to kiss your beau while cuddling under the mistletoe. And Santa Claus, you know, of course, is one of the boys from home. You've ever seen is Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home. It's nice, you know, to kiss your beau while cuddling under the mistletoe. And Santa Claus, you know, of course, is one of the boys from home.
We'll take the horse and sleigh all across the fields of snow, listening to the jingle bells everywhere we go. How grand it feels to click your heels and dance away to the jigs and reels. It's Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home.
The holly green, the ivy green, the prettiest picture you've ever seen is Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home. It's nice, you know, to kiss your beau while cuddling under the mistletoe. And Santa Claus, you know, of course, is one of the boys from home. The holly green, the ivy green, the prettiest picture you've ever seen, I'm handing you no blarney, no matter where you roam. It's Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home.
Yeah, Christmas in Killarney, the Irish Rovers there, getting a bit into the old Christmas spirit. We'll be playing a few more Christmas records before we finish the end of this month. We got two more shows to go before Christmas, so there's plenty of time. Also, I'll be doing a Christmas special just before Christmas Eve. We'll be playing a lot of really unusual Christmas records, not the usual type that you usually hear. Anyway, you're listening to Country Meets Celtic at the moment with your host Trevor Summers and Bill Wall, and I'll pass you over to Bill, who's going to tell you something about some country.
Yeah, well, I was going to talk about Alabama. They're a great country band, and they say it's only less than 200 miles from Alabama to Music City, USA, which is Nashville, of course. And but when you're a struggling country band, it could be a million miles. And that's how they felt about it when they were starting out. But they got to Nashville and they did some great work. So here's one of them coming up called Dixieland Delight.
Lord, rolling down a backwoods Tennessee byway. One arm on the wheel, holding my lover with the other, a sweet, soft southern thrill. Worked hard all week, got a little jingle on a Tennessee Saturday night. Couldn't feel better, I'm together with my Dixieland delight. Spend my dollar, park in a holler, need some mountain moonlight. Hold her up tight, make a little loving, a little turn of dubbing on a Mason-Dixon night. This my life, oh so right, my Dixieland delight. Munching on clover, red-tailed hawk sitting on a limb, chubby old groundhog, croaking bullfrog, free as a feeling in the wind. Homegrown country girl, gonna give me a whirl on a Tennessee Saturday night. Lucky as a seven, living in heaven with my Dixieland delight. Spend my dollar, park in a holler, need the mountain moonlight. Hold her up tight, make a little loving, a little turtle doving on a Mason-Dixon night. It's my life, oh, so right, my Dixieland
Dixieland delight.
Nice record that, Bill. Quite like that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's sort of semi-folky, isn't it? Got some folk news, breaking folk news, haven't we?
Oh yeah, we have. We got our folk club starting and up for the summer season. We've changed venue as well, Bill, haven't we?
We have. Yeah, we've gone up market.
Up market and down to Onitangi.
Oh, yeah, down to Onitangi at the Beachfront Cafe.
So if you get down there tomorrow, which is Tuesday, unless you're listening to the actual Doorah broadcast, then... but anyway, tomorrow, that's Tuesday at 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
At we'll the Beachfront, isn't it?
The Titirangi, I mean, the Waiheke Folk Club, I'm getting confused now, but we've got some guests coming from the
Titirangi. We're on Waiheke, Bill, yes.
That's right, it's Waiheke. Now, we've got some guests coming from the Titirangi Folk Club as our guests tomorrow night. Seth and Sylvia Latrobe, they call themselves Lestrobus.
Yes, so there you go.
So there you go.
I wonder why they do that. Never mind.
I can tell you if you like. Not that interesting.
Let's
play his dad's name was Les, and he calls it Lestrobe because his name's Seth Latrobe, and he put the us on to make it sort of sound better.
Did I ask you that? Okay.
Is he asking that question?
Boys of the Lock. Now, Boys of the Lock, interesting band. They started, in the 70s, and they comprised a player from Ireland, a player from Shetland, a player from Scotland, and a player from Northumberland. And they've changed a little bit these days, but there's still a hardcore of two of them. And this is from an album called Sweet Rural Shade, and it's a interesting set of three tunes because they're played by Cathal McConnell. He's the one from Belfast, the Irish player, and he plays it on the tin whistle. I mean, fantastic. These instruments, you can buy them for about $8, but they're really, really cheap. But the sound they produce is really, really interesting, much better than the old descant recorder. Anyway, have a listen to Cathal McConnell, the Boys of the Lock, playing, and I think he double tracks on the first one.
Thank you.
there you have it, The Boys of the Lock there. I think that's featuring Cathal McConnell on the whistle. He's actually the flautist, but he does play the whistle, obviously. Also in the band with John Oakley, playing the piano, I think, there. Ali Bain's a fiddle player with the band, and Dave Richardson is the rhythm guitar, player with the band. So that's three tunes, Forest Flower, Kitty the Hare, and Jenny Dang the Weaver. Now, Bill, how are we getting on over there?
Very good. Now, you know, after us, we've got Blagging the Blogosphere.
Oh, yeah.
Blagging the Blogosphere, an hour of experimental radio jacked straight into the World Wide Web. A free-ranging experiment in new music, old music, tagging, blogging, and networked audio artifacts and voices. It's radio for those who spend way too much time online. Tune in to Country Mike on Blagging the Blogosphere, Monday nights from 9 to 10 on Waikiki Radio.
Yeah, that show follows ours. So
it does, well, yes, I thought we'd give him a plug.
Yeah, good idea. It's a podcast as well, so if anybody around the world wants to listen to it as well, it's a very interesting program, actually.
We're going out to the world on pod, are we?
Oh, we are, I think.
Very good. Now, if you want to ever hear a bluegrass supergroup, you want to listen to the Will the Circle Be Unbroken album with the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, but people joining them, people like Jimmy Martin, John McEwen, Vassar Clements, with background singers like Les Thompson and Gary Scruggs and Ray Martin. So this is a track, a typical standard bluegrass track, with Jimmy Martin singing My Walking Shoes Don't Fit Me Enough. My walking shoes don't fit me anymore. A bit of rip snorting bluegrass there.
Well, that caught me on the hop there, Bill.
now that's classic bluegrass, isn't it? That's rip snorting acid grass, they call that.
I enjoyed it. I think we could do that. We got a big crack at that, Bill.
We can play that. I can play the banjo, Bill, Trevor.
Oh, that's okay. Then I'll have to learn the song. Right, now we started podcasting a couple of weeks ago, and we've had some listeners in the UK, Bill.
Wow.
And I got a note or an email.
What about Waikiki?
This one comes from Sheffield. Now, I used to live in Sheffield, so maybe the person knows me. I don't know. But anyway, they put a request in, and they said, Richard Thompson. Do you know much about Richard Thompson, Bill?
No. Oh, well, about him.
You're about to find out. Richard Thompson was instrumental, and I use that word deliberately, with the foundation, particularly of the Fairport Convention Band.
Oh,
and
very good.
He also sang with his wife at the time, Linda Thompson. And so I thought, well, I'm going to play it. sort of alerted me to this. So I'm going to sort of play a few Richard Thompson songs in the next few weeks anyway, because he's a brilliant songwriter. He's a fantastic instrumentalist, and he does some really good songs. He's really, really well respected in the world of music. But I'm going to start off with one which is probably one of his most famous tracks from the album I Want to See the Bright Lights Tonight. This is the title track. Richard and Linda Thompson, I Want to See the Bright Lights Tonight. And just a reminder, if you've got any, that's for our listener in Sheffield in England, and on our podcast, and all the best there. Just a reminder, if you want to request a song or something you like or something you don't like or whatever, we don't mind, we'd like to hear comments, you can contact us at BB, for the Blackpool Boys, it's just BB, at waihikiradio.org.nz. That's also our website, the usual W's, waihikiradio.org.nz. So it's pretty easy to remember. And don't forget, we'd love to hear from you.
We can find almost anything, can't we?
Oh, I think we can, Bill. Now, what's this? We've got a local singer.
Oh, yes. We thought we'd give Al Reeve a plug. Al Reeve's one of our local Waiheke musicians and singer-songwriters. And quite often you'll see him down at our folk club occasionally doing his thing. But the tonight we've got him feature one of the tracks off his album called Why Change. And I've selected Desolation Blues, and I won't tell you why, but this has got Marno Pratt playing the bass and lead guitar, and keyboard Nick Stevens, and percussion Alan Costa.
Okay, let's give it a go.
just to hold you tight. Something died inside you and it made you scream. Was it something from your past or just a silly dream? Held you there for hours, the tears were falling down. There were no words to help you, just the strength of my arms. Then you opened up and you told me what was inside your soul. Another life before me was causing you harm. I'm here to give you love, not a little but a lot. No, it's for eternity, and it's one thing that I got. A lot of time for healing, a lot of time for fun, a lot of time for dreaming, you are the one. When I look into your eyes, there's things I can't explain. The past has its memories, I know they cause you pain. Do my best to help you wash away all your fears. You know I'll always be there to wipe away your tears. I'm here to give you love, not a little but a lot. Eternity, and there's one thing that I got. A lot of time for healing, a lot of time for fun, a lot of time for dreaming, you are the one. I'm here to give you love, not a little but a lot. You know it's for eternity, and there's one thing that I got. A lot of time for healing, a lot of time for fun, a lot of time for dreaming, you are the one.
Hi, this is the Top Twins, and we listen to Waiheke Radio. Bring it on.
That was Al Reeves. What a strong voice there. Yeah. Strong voice.
Local lad.
Okay, Trevor. Dublin to Dallas. What have we got next?
This is interesting. This is a... We got a set of Irish reels, but in fact, they're not played by anybody from Ireland. It's actually Liz Carroll. Liz Carroll was a fantastic fiddle player from Chicago, and she's a real cracking fiddle player, and... She's in a band, or her band is called Trianne. There's three of them: Billy McComsky, Datile Sproul, and herself. And this is a set of a couple of reels from Trianne.
Thank you.
Yeah, there we have Trianne, led there by Liz Carroll, fiddle player, with two reels, That's Right Too, and The Leading Role. I'm pretty certain that she wrote both those, because she does write quite a bit of music in the traditional vein. Now, Bill.
Now, we're going to go to a bit of country rock.
Ooh.
From B. McDill. Baby's Got a Blue Jeans On. This is the original version of it.
Is it?
Ooh. So a bit of country rock.
Let's go, boys.
Down on the corner at the traffic light, everybody's looking as she goes by. They turn their heads on me, I watch her till she's gone. Say, baby's got her blue jeans on. Up by the bus stop, across the street, open up their windows to take a peek. While she goes walking, rocking like a rolling stone. Heaven help us, baby's got her blue jeans. She can't help it if she's made that way, but she's not to blame if they look her way. She ain't really trying to cause a scene, it just comes naturally. No, girl can't help it. Well, up on Main Street by the taxi stand, out of people in a traffic jam. She don't look like she ain't doing nothing wrong. Lord have mercy, baby's got her blue jeans on. She can't help it if she's made that way, she's not to blame if they look her way. It just comes naturally. No girl can help it. Down on the corner by the traffic light, everybody's looking as she goes by. They turn their heads at me, I watch her till she's gone. Lord have mercy, baby's got her blue jeans on. Help us, baby's got her blue jeans on.
Bit of classic country rock there, Trevor.
Moving along quite nicely. You're listening to Celtic Meets Country on Waiheke Community Radio. We're running from 8 till 9 on a Monday, and we're also podcasting. And we love to play a real different selection of music. And now it's Celtic Meets Country. We don't stick too closely to the Celtic rule. In fact, we're going to break out of it here. Because when I first got into this music, there was one band that made a real impression on me. I call them a band. It was three of them, but in fact they never played any musical instrument at all. They just sang, three voices a cappella, and fantastic, I always thought. They were called the Young Tradition. They're not with us anymore, unfortunately. Two of them have passed on. Peter Bellamy is one, and Jim Wood and Heatherwood. Heatherwood's they're not related, by the way. But this is a track which the kids always like. It's a fairly traditional old song, unaccompanied but great harmony singing. They really had the spirit. Daddy Fox.
Daddy Fox, he went out one chilly night. He prayed to the moon for to give him light. For he'd many, many miles to go that night before he came to his den, oh, den, oh, den, oh. For he'd many, many miles to go that night before he came to his den. Oh. So he grabbed a grey goose by the neck and he throwed a duck all across his back. And he did not dare quivy, quivy, quack, nor the legs all a-dangling down, oh. Down, oh. Down, oh. He did not dare quivy, quivy, quack, nor the legs all a-dangling down, oh. Then old Mother Twiddle Twaddle jumped out of bed, and out of the window she stuck a little lad, crying, "Oh, John, oh, now the grey goose is dead, and the fox is away to his den, oh, den, oh, den, oh, crying, oh, John, oh, now the grey goose is dead, and the fox is away to his den, oh." So John then he rode up to the top of the hill. He blowed his little horn both loud and shrill. "Play on, said Reynard, with your music still, while I trot away to me den, oh, den, oh, den, oh. Play on, said Reynard, with your music still, while I trot away to me den, oh." Then old Daddy Fox and his cubs and his wife, they cut up the goose without any knife. Saying, "I've never ever had such a supper in me life, and the cubs they can pick on the bones, oh, bones, oh, bones, oh." Saying, "I've never ever had such a supper in me life, and the cubs they can pick on the bones, oh."
Oh yeah, we're all singing in here, you know, we're singing along with this one. Yeah, Can you remember it when we were kids? Yes,
I know the words, but not that tune.
The Young Tradition there, Peter Bellamy, Heather Wood and Jim Wood and Daddy Fox. Now Bill, take us away.
Well, we can't go back to traditional music after the last one we played, so we're going to go with the Charlie Daniels Band. Hoo-hoo! Take it easy there, the Tennessee Two-Step.
Let's go, boys.
On a Saturday night.
Chase. They say it even makes a smoking mountain smoke, like a wildfire spreading everywhere you go. And it's a Tennessee two-step, they do it on a hardwood floor. I said Tennessee two-step, one time you're gonna holler for more. You put your right foot forward and your left foot back, start a little wiggle in your sack of iliac. And that's a Tennessee two-step, they do it on a hardwood floor. From the Mississippi River to the Cumberland Gap, they don't want to hear no rock and they don't want to hear no rap. Tennessee people like to do it up proud. Turn the lights down low, the music up loud. Grab yourself a partner and follow the crowd. Everybody smiling cause they're feeling fine. Get yourself together in a big long line. Do the Tennessee two-step, do it on a hardwood floor. I said the Tennessee two-step, one time you're gonna holler for more. You put your right foot forward and your left foot back, start a little wiggle in your sacroiliac. And that's a Tennessee two-step, and do it on a hardwood floor.
In it,
say it even makes a smoking mountain smoke, like a wildfire spreading everywhere you go. And it's a Tennessee two-step, do it on a hardwood floor. I said the Tennessee two-step, what time you gonna holler for more? You put your right foot forward and your left foot back, start a little wiggle in your sacroiliac. And that's a Tennessee two-step, on a hardwood floor. I said the Tennessee two-step, you do it on a hardwood floor. I said you do it on a hardwood floor.
Charlie Daniels Band, great and better known for their Devil Came Down to Georgia, but that was them with the Tennessee two-step.
Got your dancing shoes on.
Rock and stuff there.
Excellent stuff. Now, a bit earlier, we played sort of solo whistle stuff, and I was really impressed. I like these solo instrumentalists, particularly if they play sort of Celtic music on an instrument which doesn't usually have Celtic music played on it. And one such is Brendan Power. Now, Brendan Power is a Kiwi, in fact. Bill, you know something about Brendan.
We used to play with them. Brendan 20, 30 years ago down in Wellington.
Yeah.
He left for the big wide world to seek fame and fortune.
That's right. He went across to England and with his harmonica, and they picked him up there and he started playing around and in the clubs and things like that. And he
was in Riverdance Band.
He was encouraged to make an album, just an album of him playing the harmonica to Irish tunes, and I think he does a brilliant job.
Well, he's made about three or four now.
He's a good he's a session musician as well. Yeah, he's still around over there in England. And this is him playing the Connaughtman's Rambles, My Darling Asleep, and the Kesh Jig. Three jigs, Brendan Power. Thank you. Brendan Power there, and Connellman's Rambles, My Darling Asleep, and the Kesh Jig, and his album was called The New Irish Harmonica, and I've searched around and I cannot find the old Irish Harmonica album anywhere, but never mind. And just to mention, coming up, our Country Mike has just come into the studio, and he's just setting up for the show, which follows ours, and he reminds me that the great singer, guitar player Odetta passed away recently, and he's going to be playing a couple of her tracks on his show, starting just after 9 o'clock, and so, look out for that. Bill, where are we going?
Right, now, this is an old traditional song out of the Appalachian Mountains called Cotton Eye Joe, but this is the modern Rednecks version of it, which went to number one in the charts in England.
Now, so I promise, Bill, this is the version that you asked for this time. Cotton Eye Joe.
If it hadn't been for Cotton Eye Joe, I'd been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? If it hadn't been for Cotton Eye Joe, I'd been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe?
What do you think of that, Trevor? What do you think of that synthesized program banjo? That was one of these days I have to play the original, because it was nothing like that, of course. It was quite a melodic little tune out of the Appalachians, but that's what they did to it.
Cotton Eye Joe. Well, here's a clue. I think your album, Bill, is called I Love Line Dancing. So there you go. Cotton Eye Joe. I thought so. Okay, we're coming to the end of the show. You're listening to Celtic Meets, or you have been listening to Country Meets Celtic on Waiheke Radio with your hosts, the Blackpool Boys, Bill Wall and Trevor Summers. We'll be back next week. By the way, this was our 14th show.
So
14th show, Bill.
Dublin to Dallas.
Yeah, from Waiheke to Wyoming. And we'll be back next week. We had a couple more Christmas records, which we'll slip in, traditional Christmas records, of course. on the other show, Bill, on the other show.
Very good.
Anyway, just a reminder, if you're around Waiheke tomorrow evening, down at the beachfront, 7 o'clock, Folk Club gets going, and they'll be playing a bit of banjo and a bit of guitar and a bit of button accordion and lots of more.
There'll be fiddles, flashing.
Yeah, we're looking
for... Even the old Lagerphone's coming out.
Oh, gosh gracious. Right, we're going to be passing you over to Blag in the Blogosphere with our mate Country Mike in about 3 minutes, and we're going to sign off now with a track by the Irish band Dadan, and from the album Half Set in Harlem, this is Lights Across the Bay. See ya.